Hi, everybody. Well, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and today is Friday. Fridays are paranormal nights, so if you have any paranormal questions or information you want to send us, that'd be fine. Send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we're going to clear the day today. So it's Friday, the 19th of January, 2018. Here we go, releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Doesn't feel too bad. Maybe tomorrow will be the zinger because it'll be a 20th. Remember, the 25th and the 21st are the dark side days that they get a lot of energy. So let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We'll put peace energy to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's clear from you a situation, drama, trauma, pain that you may be going through. I'll take you off of that one particular timeline that you're looking at right now, that you're focusing on. Here we go, releasing you from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what I'll do is a clearing to help the enslaved aliens that are trapped here. And here we go. So I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You might feel your body jerk or twist if you have something inside of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. Okay, we'll see if Kathy's out there, ready to come on. So are you there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, and as Ron said, today's date is Friday, January 19th, 2018. And he just cleared the energetic frequencies that are probably attached to us with those numbers and the combination of numbers. And as always, we can do it ourselves on the natal barcode removal healing that Ron has online. And as he said, too, that some numbers are coming up that are typically tricky in the time of the calendar year. So he has a nail barcode removal on creationlightship.com, his marvelous website, of which we speak during these shows. And Ron has four shows here on BBS Radio. We're on Station 2 tonight, 7 p.m. And he has another one tomorrow, Station 2, 7 p.m. It's Friday, Saturday, and also Monday at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific, Station 1, and Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m., Station 1 on BBS Radio. The other shows you see listed in Ron's BBS Radio page are Thursday and Sunday, which are from another radio network that he had in 2012 and 2013 called Contact Talk Radio. And listeners find those to be relevant and helpful, especially if they're new. And so Ron does say that the healings will work. However, some of the offers that he made on those shows are no longer valid to those who have been writing and asking. If there's something in particular that you want and you have listened to that show, certainly you can write in and ask for it, and we can send it to Ron for approval. So that's for Contact Talk Radio. Otherwise, everything else on those shows is pretty much valid and relevant to right now. And Ron, tonight we have it's Friday, so we have some paranormal situations that we can talk about. And but also, before we do that, since tomorrow is the 20th, you picked a good day, Ron, to have the brain cell rejuvenation healing session. That's good, because we'll be on with you on the light ship if we're registered for that. Starts at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific and $20 per person. So that will be tomorrow, Ron. it's good that we can remind people of it now. Would you like to mention it a little bit? Because this is the second one you've done. Over to you.
Yeah, the integration of your brain cells, maybe different partitions in your brain that's not working. So it'll be an interesting call. The last one was pretty nice, and people were able to have their body work better, and also they were thinking easier and better, connecting the dots. So that's what it does. Doesn't matter if you missed the first one or not. You'll be worked with, as we're doing the call. So you don't feel bad because you missed the first one. Just come on. It'll just be that you missed, time of having more done to you. So there's the prerequisite for that would be typically, what I want you to have is the whole lifetime emotional clearing and then also the mental clearing. And another one that would help you would be the cellular mental clearing. But the first two are what you need to be on this call. Otherwise, you may not have a lot of success with it. So back to you, Kathy.
And one of the testimonials we received about the first brain rejuvenation call we did, Ron did in, when was that, December, they wrote that they've noticed since being on that call when it's time to make a decision or a choice or something new, they no longer have to pontificate. In other words, they do not need to overthink it for days and days or even to sleep on it to make a decision. They just know the right answer for themselves. Coming easier, so that's pretty good. Okay, Ron, so since tonight is the paranormal night, some words of interest were sent over to you in terms of wanting to be explained. So maybe I could read these to you right now, and we could go into that and then take some questions from the inbox afterwards.
Sure.
Okay, so someone asked if you could explain about bodies being hijacked on timelines, clones and body snatchers.
Okay, yeah. So what happens is as you have the clone replicas with you, they're connected to the physical body somewhere. Maybe we'll just say that you're in the now, but you're still connected by the replicas on timeline. So they're snatching your body with this body energy, the physical body, spirit energy, and then the spirit that looks out of your eyes. And the whole enchilada is going off on timelines as a clone replica. That's how we do the Thursday calls, to release these clone replicas of you that are attached to your body as an overlay, as a program, as a holographic reality body. And that takes over your physical body because the energy is so much stronger. And when it does that, then you start having problems and conditions happening to you and situations, because these clone replicas of you are taking over your body. When I go to the expos and I release maybe 100 or so bodies from people, instantly they change, and then I make them real. And all of a sudden, most of the aches and pains that they had prior to that, we'll say 3 minutes prior, because that's about all the longer it takes for me to count to, say, 100 to 120, which is normally what I do, all those things that were attached to them are released. So remember, they do overtake you, and you think you have a problem that you really don't have. The real you doesn't have it, but the replicas do. And they're on timelines reproducing themselves many, many times. That's why you want to at least get on the Thursday calls to get some relief from these things. So the clones are actually clone replicas are the body snatchers. They're taking you away. So that's, I guess that's it. So back to you.
Then another question was posed to you to discuss timeline of day and night or light and dark. Back to you, Ron.
Okay. So so we know what happened on January 1st. That's when the aliens rebooted the whole year's timeline. And then they also do that, you know, when you change your clocks. But other than that, you're basically on, like right now, we're in the year of 2018, unless you're still in the year 2017. That's your choice, okay? So what happens is, along with that, you have timelines for day when the sun comes out, okay? And you have timelines at night. And if you notice, the energy is different in the daytime, and it's different at night, and which is only because the aliens use those two to change and to reprogram you from day to night. And then you have, the light and the dark, which is kind of the same thing there. I'm kind of answering the same question twice there. So does that make sense to you, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, if you wake up, let's just say that you're doing, for some reason, you're extra tired one day, and the sun's still out, and we'll just say it happens to be like 4 o'clock, and you're really, really tired, and you're in the daytime light energy, because the sun's out. So you go to sleep, and for some reason, you wake up, let's just say, 1 in the morning, okay? So when you wake up now, you know, you're in a whole different alien timeline situation, because now it's the timeline where there's no light. I don't want to say darkness, because people may get the wrong idea. So we're just comparing two different opposites. We're comparing light and dark, and those are different timelines also. So you may have a completely different timeline experience of the same timeline, of the same event at night as you would in the daytime. So they got you coming and going that way. So back to you.
And some people are reporting that since 2018 came around, they've been feeling a little bit lighter and also having things go better for them. And also, you touched on it briefly in Wednesday's show about deja vu, or things kind of being remembered from the past timelines, and also synchronicities. So maybe listeners who are experiencing anything like that could write in to Ron specifically, just a couple sentences, so Ron can see, it may be any kind of clearing you might need to do, or have an inner scope of what's going on with us. So synchronicity is happening right now. If you're not used to having them, what does that mean?
Anything that deals with mind energy or thought of the reality that you're living, you know, if you're in the, cause and effect energy, then, you know, you will be having, you know, like the deja vu and different things happening to you and synchronicities, because that just means that there's a copy and paste going on. Remember, when you're in the now, in the present moment, in the source energy with your spirit, none of that's going to exist, because everything is unattached, everything is separate, everything's in the now, and there's no relationship between, past and present, and I could even say future, but I don't like talking about the future, but everything there, when you're in the now, does not exist. All you are is in the present moment, and then you have no memory of the past or nothing coming in from the future. All you have is in the now. So anything that's synchronistic would mean that you're connecting to more of a timeline, and it might be, in a sense, the synchronicity could be the timelines connecting to each other, giving an even flow to the timelines, where before they could have been really, disruptive or jagged or hard to connect to. But it's still a timeline. But the synchronicity might, in a sense, since you are living in mind energy at that time, might be a little better for you and easier to cope with the law of cause and effect and the energy of the aliens. Not that that's a good thing, but it might make it a little easier for you to transition out of it. I mean, you want to be in the present moment. So back to you.
Well, here's someone who wrote in about some possible synchronicity, and it started when you told a story last week of a certain female candidate who ran for president of the United States, and she was apparently caught filming large crowds, large audiences, when actually there were very few people to see her. So that was what you discussed 1 week. And anyway, so when he got home, he'd found out that his wife had gone and purchased this book, a book by that certain presidential candidate. So he was kind of surprised because you had just been talking about her. Then his wife read him a few passages before he could get out of the room. And he really didn't want to hear it, it sounds like, just reading through the lines here, between the lines. But anyway, he didn't say much, but he promptly got the space clearing, he says, for his place, as he didn't want to live with that lady in the book for a month while his wife was reading the book. So he just wonders if he did enough, did the right thing there, Ron, and if that was synchronicity.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Wow. It's, geez, all that awful energy coming into his room from that book. Well, if it's already being read, you might burn it. Sneak it out of your house and burn it. And then also do some deprogramming on your wife. So kind of going, stretching out there a little bit, and this may not be correct, but, you know, maybe your wife is your handler, and the handler wants to control you with that lady and those energies. So I'll just throw that out there. And I said, this may not be correct, but there may be some dots connecting there. So I don't know. But why would something like that come in duality? Because it sounds like you're in two streams of duality there, you know? So back to you.
Okay, so that question was about possible synchronicity solutions, and Ron had some solutions for them. So if anyone has anything going on like that right now, please do write to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that's for the radio questions email address. Or you can reach Ron through the CLS chat connections from his BBS radio page and just fill out the form and send it in real quick for us to read here on the show. And it'll go right to the inbox anonymously. And so, Ron, another person wrote in about, this might be sort of paranormal, but they're wondering what you think of this. Well, they were outside in the backyard, all around their house. Suddenly, they heard enormous squawking, and it was scores and scores of wild green Amazon parrots. They are not unusual to the area, but not in this amount. It was like they were having a conference all around my property, the side yard, the backyard, and the front yard, all the trees. Not like I'm the only one that has trees. Why was I chosen? Also, the crows joined in, and the noise was deafening. It had my cats, who normally fancy themselves as great hunters, running for cover. So it reminded me of the Alfred Hitchcock movie I'd seen in the 60s called The Birds. Have you ever seen that movie, Ron, The Birds?
No, but I heard about it. I heard the title.
So that's what it reminded this person about, was The Birds, where the birds, seemingly sweet, innocent, and nice, turn on the humans around them in a terribly vicious way. However, that did not affect me. I just laughed at that memory. It just was so unusual to have so many birds so noisy around me for apparently no reason. So I just wanted to share that with you and see if you had any kind of feeling about that? Is it because they had creation light shift healings going on that maybe the birds were attracted to their house?
Yeah, that could be a possibility. Another one is that the birds are probably chasing away something that shouldn't be there.
Oh, like maybe a hawk?
Yeah, it could be something. Something was there that, or some invisible thing that was there, you know?
Mm. Okay. It sounded like the birds were very upset.
Yeah. Maybe an alien that you couldn't see. Maybe went into your backyard on a lawn chair or something and was, laying out there or something like that. And the birds didn't like it.
Well, what occurred to me, Ron, was maybe the birds were protective.
Yeah,
that's
what I
would say,
yeah.
Since they surrounded the house.
Yep, that they were protecting the house. Yep.
Well, that's good. I wonder if they left any evidence of their presence, if you know what I mean, because lots of times when birds fly overhead in flocks, you can really tell they were there. But she didn't say so, but I mean, it was very nice if that's the case, if that's what the birds were doing.
Yeah, I'd say it'd be a good thing.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, if they were protecting her, is whatever that might have been there gone now, do you think? Can you tell?
I think it left, yeah. Yep.
Oh, very good. Gee, that's interesting. Okay, we don't think we've had a story like that before. Maybe we could visit the Amazon Parrot Room in the Creation Light Ship for healing tomorrow for the visit to the Creation Light Ship that you have on Saturday night, which is always so healing. Sounds like those parrots did an actual healing in here in 3D.
Yeah, that's true. Remember the time that one of the expos we met up, Kathy, we went to see Mike, and we're out there doing some healing, and all those parrots came to the mm-hmm. trees around. That was
mm-hmm.
real cool.
Yeah, they suddenly appeared out of nowhere, which was unusual.
Yeah, that's cool. About 100 parrots or so, I think.
Okay, well, I think they're attracted to the light and people who are working with the light, and that is a good thing. Okay, so let's see now. We do have some questions coming in. We're looking for more on, synchronicity or paranormal, and I'll try to get to as many as I can tonight. Here's a testimony from Wednesday's show, Ron, where you gave everyone a special gift of air cushions on their feet, and they could walk around with air cushions. I always like when you do that. It makes it easier to walk for some reason, better than the insoles that you can buy for your shoes. So she writes, "Thanks, Ron, for the air cushions. I really like them. I ran around playing with my 2-year-old grandson. We were sledding in the snow yesterday. Gee, that's great. Really must be energizing." So someone's using the Eliminating Alien Attack clearing that you have on your website, and they are trying to have their spirit return to them from photos and pictures. So there's an option 10, which is, I think, where you can write things in, and they wrote in the box under Spirit to Body Integration for returning their spirit from the photos. And they're wondering, is that being effective? Is that effective? Is that working?
Yes, it is working, yes. Make sure that you clean out your body somehow so your body can accept your spirit.
Oh.
So remember when where you are right now, where you're sitting, do you have the little cubby holes, we'll say, where your spirit's supposed to be? Is it filled full of darkness? So you can call your spirit back as much as you want, but it cannot come into you because the darkness is still inside of you holding that space. That's why, you know, we have those clearings, the whole lifetime clearings, which work internally to release this stuff out of you. So you need to release the darkness out of your body to do that. So I'm trying to think if I have a clearing to release just some gunk in general. I think the only one would probably be the self-empowerment clearing. Well, you could probably get that and maybe run each clearing maybe a couple of minutes and then do the spirit integration or something. Unless somebody else has another idea. Because, it's you know, you're bringing your spirit back to you, but, you know, it's like having your, we'll just say your body is like your car and the car is locked and you're trying to bring something into the car, say like groceries, you know, which would be your spirit, we'll say, and it can't come into the car because the car is locked and the space is being taken up. So you got to realize that it's a two-part process. You have to clean yourself out. That's why most of the clearings, when you do them, at the end of it, it'll say spirit integration because you cleaned yourself out already, and then that will allow you to bring in whatever you can and back into your body to have your spirit reintegrate with your body again. So there may be another clearing out there that we have that maybe somebody knows about that can be like a general clearing to clean your body out instantly and then to bring in like what you're talking about there. Might even be on the alien attack page. You might want to look at that. Might be something there that you use to release the parasitic life forms. But you have to clean out first to bring what you want in. So back to you.
Well, I often use option 4 on the Eliminating Alien Attack page to clear out when I feel like I've been slimed. It's like when people touch you or slime you in some way, that option number 4 for me feels like suddenly I got an internal vacuum.
Great. And okay, there we go. Got the answer then, Kathy. Thank you.
Well, that works for me, but I think this person who wrote in is on to something that we've all been wanting to do, and that is to get our spirit back from photos and images. And
yep, that's correct, in your books and stuff. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think this person kind of hit it, a good tip here, by finding and using option 10 in the Eliminating Alien Attack page. Well, Ron, it's great that you had that option 10 and that people find great ways, you know, effective, new, innovative ways to use it. So,
yep, very good. Yeah, that's great.
Maybe we'll put that under tips for the CLS chat connections that other people can benefit from, too, in the future. We do have a CLS chat connections on the top, has a lot of tabs that you can click on, and you can find tips from other listeners that wrote in that we've preserved and lots of other things that's very informative in the CLS chat connections, tips and topics and other things that are up there in that page from BBS Radio Creation Lightship Healing. And, okay, so now someone wrote about Saturday's call. This was Saturday the 13th, which was the beginning of the healing sessions, healing calls that Ron has for the month. And so this was the Ascension preparation call for 3 hours. And what the person wrote for you, Ron, is that they were on that call, and it was very powerful. Right now, they're feeling rather loopy. And so they listened to the Saturday night show as you talked about clearing any past life connected to a hanging death. And just as they thought to themselves, well, I hope I did not hang in a past life, just then their head was dumped forward and could not lift it for about 5 minutes back in place. I started to laugh out loud, thinking, just trust the process and don't think. I'm always healed in ways I would never imagine on Creation Lightship.
Yeah, your body was telling you something. Oh,
yeah, and
boy.
Maybe his body was telling you something.
Yeah, yeah.
That was needing
cool.
to be healed, healing needing to be done. That must have been an awful thing to have happen. Ugh.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So that's just an amazing testimony. Thank you so much, listeners, for writing in, sharing your experiences. As you know, Ron just plows through those conference calls and the radio shows, and so hearing what people experience in as a result of the healings is always remarkable and appreciated.
I can do that one again, since we talked about it, on a Saturday show. Sometimes, I'm thinking some people maybe only can listen to one show, so now they're hearing about that. So let's do an energy release here of your past, ancestors' past, and or an entity in your body of being hung. So here we go. Got the noose around your neck, and I'll release that from you. And you may start to choke or gag. You probably all have scenes of watching movies and somebody was being hung and their feet and body is jerking and everything else. And anyway, I won't go into all of that, but but your neck is the main thing that's the problem area with the rope around it. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, just see how your neck is doing. They want to rotate it around a little bit. See if you have more movement in it. And I also do one in case a similar situation of maybe having that guillotine where they just chop your head off or somebody took a sword and did that or an axe or something. So here we go. Having your head being removed from your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And then, if I'm not mistaken, when they used to play the game of, you're on the horses and you have this like a hammer sort of or thing that they hit the ball. What do you call that?
Polo.
Kathy? Polo. Yeah, the
polo
started, I think, with people's heads. They used to hit heads around. So let's go with that in case you were one of those heads flying around and it still had consciousness that somebody whacked you. So here we go. This will be very interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Maybe you're getting dizzy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. And then we have the time, somehow in the Bible they talk about the person that had their head cut off and it was brought on a platter to some person. I forgot who that was. I don't have all the memory of that. Remember that, Kathy?
No.
Yeah, there's a, I don't know. But anyway, that head that was brought to this lady, I guess it was one of the disciples or something. And so she wanted the head of this person, and so they cut it off and brought it to them at the dinner table, I guess, wherever they were. But the head was conscious, and the head was cursing those people. So I'll just leave it at that there. So we'll see if we have any comments on maybe you got dizzy during this process. I don't know. So back to you.
Well, as for me, I don't know if anyone could hear me, but I started coughing while you were doing the first healing for the being hung. And then on the second healing for, I don't remember, maybe head being removed, I started feeling like I was going to gag. And I had to drink some of the wellness water I keep here with me on the when we do the shows. And it didn't go down very easy. And even right now, my throat feels very tight and constricted, and I had to consciously breathe. So I was trying to not listen to you too much because I did want to be able to continue talking throughout the show, but maybe you can hear a little tightness in my voice here,
Ron. Yeah, you sound a little bit different. It should be fixed before the show's over here. I'm going to do another clearing. For and this is probably still done today by religious groups where people are stoned to death. So you could have an ache or pain in your body that you're hanging on to because of a rock stone hitting you, okay? Maybe one hit your, you know, your chest area and broke a rib or something, you know? And you could still have that pain from that, you know, in your genetics. So here we go. And, you know, like I say, it could body hop from an entity into your soul family, too, or just into the soul family that you live. Remember, they're conscious even though you could be dying, and that's how the energy gets transferred. So here we go, being stoned to death. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, let that one settle in for you. I'll do one more. And this is probably more common of being strapped to something, you know, and being burned to the stake here. So having your body catch fire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. You could even possibly smell flesh burning, you know, if that happened to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So that's another situation. I'm going to do one more, and this is for, you know, maybe you're rock climbing or something, you know, and a rock tumbles on you, and it, you know, there's stories like this on YouTube, which is real that people have brought forward, but maybe a rock rolls on your leg, and you have to amputate your leg because you can't get out of your situation, or it could be an arm or a hand or something. So I'm going to say some type of amputation that you have to do to yourself to get out of a situation, otherwise you'd be dead. So here we go. This will be probably pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'll do one more of these here. I guess I'll just use a word like sexual, you know, body parts being mutilated for a ritual or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So I guess this last 20 minutes is going to be very heavy for all of you listening. The point of these clearings, you know, kind of got your attention. I would probably wait a day after the archives are up, you know, or when they are, when it is up, which we'll say will be probably Monday or Tuesday. What I would do is go into that same healing. Maybe you could listen to the whole archive and write down what we did at what time slot. And then go into it and maybe redo it, you know, that three times to get rid of more of this energy from you. So some of you could be feeling kind of weak behind the gills here or green behind the gills or whatever. So there's a lot there. So how you doing, Kathy?
Well, that was some heavy healings, Ron, seven of them from what I counted, and it's good advice to re-listen to the healings. Ron's going to allow the energy to work for us, so if you felt anything like I'm experiencing, such as hot feet and hot face, and still a tight throat, also I had a fearful sensation when you did the one of, what was that, falling off of heights or rocks or being pushed or something.
Oh, that does having an amputation done on your body, like an arm or a leg.
Oh, an amputation?
Yeah, because you were pinned and you couldn't escape. So you had we'll just make it gentle here and say you got a knife and you cut off your wrist or something, you know. But, you know, whatever, that's what that was about. Probably one of the more terrifying things you could do in your life, you know. But then that's a life or death situation, you know, and it's, you have to do something, you know, especially if it's, you know, going to be freezing at night. You can't be out.
You know, you're trapped.
You're trapped. Yep. Survival. So back to you.
Okay. So, seven very deep healings that would really clear out a lot of gunk in the body that we didn't know was there, but probably is if we felt something. For the archive of January 19th, 2018, probably about 30 minutes, 40 minutes into the show.
Yeah, and what you could do is, I'm thinking the only clearing that I have on the website to help you out, if listening to the archive, three times doesn't do it, you would be able to probably go into the special clearing. So you may want to do that one.
The special clearing is a whole life clearing, and you can write in one of these types of healings Ron just did, because they're not, and it's okay to use it that way because none of these are listed already or offered already on his website.
Yeah, and you want to buy the unlimited because you may want to even do it 10 times or something, you know? So get the unlimited version when you purchase it.
Yeah, 10 times at least because of all the lifetimes we've had.
Yeah.
And like you said, jumping from generations and from soul family connections, it runs deep.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes pretty deep. So just by knowing that you have a situation, maybe with one of those seven things, now, and your body's suffering. You don't even, you don't know it. Your body may know what it is, but now that we kind of pinpointed it, now you can go in and, give yourself a much better life because maybe you have some kind of pain or pains in your body that you're used to having. Now you can get rid of them. Remember, this is all, in a sense, ascension preparation to clean out your body of darkness so you can have more spirit energy. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so some listener reactions to the heavy healings Ron just did for us. That was very heavy. I'm feeling very hot. Wow, I passed out. I will definitely work on this. And then some helpful listeners wrote in the name of the person you were searching for, that biblical reference. So they're writing that, I think you're looking for John, the name is John the Baptist. He was Jesus' cousin.
I was thinking of that, but I didn't have the memory at that time of that. But, yeah, that's what it was. So that when the head was brought to whoever that lady was, I don't know if it was a king and queen or whatever, but it actually cursed that family genetics for doing that. So
someone says that the name was the daughter of Herodias demanded and received the head of John the Baptist, according to Salome. So thank you, the people who know the Bible, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great.
They got the name down.
So if you are in that bloodline or they're in your soul family, you've been cursed for a couple thousand years. So
yeah, in the King Herod bloodline.
Yep.
Or the John the Baptist bloodline.
Yeah, or his bloodline. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so if you're related to that at all, as I was talking about it, your only remedy is a special clearing to get that stuff off of you. So back to you.
Okay, well, that sounds like something good to put on the to-do list for the clearings. Okay, Ron, so I kind of want to get back into a little lighter subject here. When we previously read the bird story of the parrots, someone else sent one in similar. This is a longtime listener from Long Island, and she writes that hundreds and hundreds of birds flew into her yard all at one time this summer. Hundreds. They landed on her front lawn. They flew around the yard and took off all at one time, screeching. Oh, my goodness. Would you think that was another set circumstances where they were attracted to the creation, to source energy?
I would say that's probably correct, That'd be really cool,
Maybe they all wanted to get, a feel of it.
Yeah, they could have, The birds are very smart.
And the fact that they screech so much makes me think that they did get the feel of it.
Yeah. Nice
so that's those, pretty those remarkable.
Yeah. And I see how those experiences that, maybe once in a lifetime for a validation for you. Because, even anything with nature that you can find happening in what is called the pets, the birds and things, quite something, So, anyway, I just say that was a wonderful experience. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah. both of them, with the parrots too, especially since parrots don't really hang around too much. Someone wants to know if they can call on you still for when they see animals dying or dead. If so, what should they say? Of course, this is to help the animal.
Boy.
To get it out of suffering. Should they just call out your name?
I have to look at that because, I will say yes. I have to do some changes of energies in order to do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm no longer living on the old earth. So I will put something there attached to, I'll do something to facilitate that. Remember, I'm in the new earth energy, and I'm not going into the duality energy on the old earth, but I'll do something to facilitate that so that these spirits of these dead animals, et cetera, will be able to be released. So, back to you.
Okay, so several people have written over the last week and a half or so because they want to prepare for the brain rejuvenation call tomorrow, and they want to listen to the 12 source energies that's listed on the event flyer that we received in our email, but they can't find it. So Ron and I discussed this before the show to help people out to find it.
Isn't there something on the website on one of the BBS shows that we had where we did the 12 source energies? And we also have it on Contact Talk Radio, I believe.
Yes, it's on Contact Talk Radio. But I think that they were referring specifically to the YouTube channel. And so just to make it across the board, we did find one of Ron's friends did a YouTube 12 source energies video, but it's under his name. It's not under the Ron Amatron channel. So for anyone who wants it, we can send it to you. However, you can also find it yourself on Ron's friend's channel, which is, Ron, I'm going to say his name. It's
Let me just send him a link on it. Might be easier that way, Kathy.
Yeah, you know. You can do a search on it, too. Look under Divine Creation Lightship 12 Source. It's there. But I did find it, and I do have it here in the inbox for anyone that wants it. Co-hosts can send it to you. And then also, maybe we'll put it on the CLS chat connection so it's easier to find in the future, because it's a nicely done, complete audio with, just Ron talking. And, Ron has on his website, creationlightship.com. If you haven't looked at it lately, please do, because there's been some announcements posted there that indicate things Ron's doing. The calendar is all updated for January, and also Ron will be making a public appearance at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. The dates are February 9th through 12th, and on the homepage, Creation Lightship, you can click on that actual link, Conscious Life Expos, on the top. And if you go to that link, it will show you all the topics and the days that Ron's talking, which is it's very nicely laid out. The days and the times, Ron. Looks like you're going to be giving 4 lectures or workshops during that time you're in Los Angeles at the Hilton Hotel, where it always is. Right next to Los Angeles International Airport. And so if you cannot attend, but you want to have the healing energies of the light infusion chamber, You can plan ahead to send Ron a donation through the PayPal links he has on the site, and then email over photo of yourself, loved ones, to Ron, indicating that it's for the light infusion chamber, and also attach the receipt from PayPal. So the donation amount, Ron, is $100 for each $100 for one expo and $200 for all three expos?
Yes, that's correct. $100 off and you get all three. And the pictures are going to be put in. We put it in a special folder, we'll say, so nobody can look at who they are. And it's in the light chamber. And whenever the light chamber is turned on, which is probably most of the time of the expo, you're getting healing. So it's wonderful. So back to you.
So anyway, Ron, is there a particular cutoff time, or should we just announce that later?
I'll just say I need it before the Monday before the expo.
Okay, so that would be Monday, February 5th.
I'll just say the weekend I need it to be able to print it out and stuff.
Uh-huh, you have to get that ready. Yeah, it's a lot to prepare for the expo, and if you haven't gone before, it's well worth it. Those who have gone and report back how much they really enjoyed it, meeting Ron, watching the healings, listening to the workshops, getting some live healings with Ron in person, it's just fantastic. And you can get samples of that through Ron's YouTube videos on the Ron Amatron channel, where you can see him during the expos. And the one he went to last year, 2017, is up too. So you'll get an idea of what goes on at the expos through looking at the YouTube channels. Okay, so let's see. Someone suggested about the psychic mind billboard experience and paranormal issues. They run the psychic mind billboard clearing on their computer daily. They recently added something for their mother's billboard, and literally within an hour, it happened for her. However, several hours later, it stopped occurring. The question is, are the aliens interfering with our billboards, trying to block certain good things from happening for us?
Yeah, because that's one of the inputs on it. You have three inputs. It's how you're thinking, projecting out your thoughts of what you want to happen or where you are in your life. You have what your friends are thinking of you with that same situation or topic. And then you have what the aliens are putting on your billboard. So, yes, of course, you know, every one of those can have an impact on you. So at first, the aliens stuck you in that billboard situation. And then as you start learning and become more responsible for your life, being proactive with it, then that's why the clearing has it for what you want to say and how you want to change your life. And you're only changing it, let me say it a different way. You could change instantly, okay, of whatever you want to do. There's no problem with that, but it's what the people around you are doing to you and how they're holding you into a box, okay? And that box that they're putting you into, which could be, say, 1,000 people, and you're just one person, you're going to have a hard time getting out of your box because 1,000 people are holding you there. And or the aliens are holding you there, and they have more horsepower than you. So when you get in there and you start working with that, then you take baby steps forward, and now you have light working with you with what you want to manifest. And the light is stronger than the darkness. But, you know, the darkness can come in and give you a glitch, but then you just have to redo your billboard. remember, you move forward, and as you start seeing how people are responding to you, then you know that you're moving forward, and then you change your billboard each time. You don't leave it with the same information on it, okay? You see how you're doing. So it's like you put down that you need to get $5 in your life, for instance. So right away you put it on there, and you know, you're thinking you're going to find a $5 bill on the ground to pick up. It may not work that way. Maybe you might in a day or two see a penny on the ground, and then maybe in the next few days another penny. Well, you're moving forward, so now you own the penny. Make that into your reality, and then maybe you might find a nickel. So you have to take these baby steps forward, and eventually you will get that $5 bill or the equivalent of that, whatever maybe the spending power of it, because you don't know how it's going to show up in your life, okay? But remember, you are owning that energy. So this is the way that you own the energy for change. And you have to become proactive with it. Just putting it up, you know, you want to get $5 and you don't return to that clearing, or you just have it running on a timer, it's not going to work that way. You have to become proactive. Remember, this is your responsibility to change. And the light can help you according to what you're asking. And it cannot judge you. And it's not going to keep working with you, you know. Like when you go to the light ship, like tomorrow we'll say on our Saturday show, once the light beams work with you, you give a request, say that your knee hurts. So you go in one of the rooms, maybe with the dolphins, and you say, can you help my knee? Instantly, they worked on you. Okay, and it's done. Now, if you still have a knee condition, that's probably from these energetic bodies that are surrounding you down here. On the light ship, you were healed. So now you go, oh, I don't think anything happened to it. Or maybe it feels slightly better. Then you need to request it again. They're not going to keep working with you, you know, continuously. It's done one time because they're in the moment. And each moment is different. And if you go back and you say, hey, guys, you know, I asked you 5 minutes ago to fix my leg. Why isn't it fixed? They're going to look at you and say, we don't remember that you asked us because we're in the moment. So you need to ask again. And you keep asking and keep requesting. And, you know, if you had your whole lifetime clearings, which works with your internal energies of just say karma, using that term, law of cause and effect, et cetera, the timelines, the darkness energies, alien mind control and implants, all that stuff, you know, once you get out of that system and you're in the now, then they can work on you. But you need to keep requesting and requesting and requesting, because those energetic bodies, if you haven't cleaned them out, are going to contaminate you each time you come back here. That's why you want to clean out your internal stuff if you're choosing to change. Otherwise, there's not much hope typically. It could maybe work for you, but until you start doing clearings to get yourself cleaned out to allow more spirit energy with you, which is what's going to help heal you eventually, you know, it's not going to be as successful as you think it would be. And I have had people have miraculous healings even without doing a whole lifetime clearing. But basically, that's why you need those clearings. You need to get rid of your stuff, which is inside of you, blocking your physical body from receiving light and also receiving your spirit. Remember, you need to get back, like Jesus said, you need to be like innocent as a child, which is like, you know, a baby, for instance, you know? And where nothing is connected to you, so you can be in the now and have things happen for you. So back to you.
Ron, it's 8 after.
Oh, boy, so, we're going over, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I guess it's that time. So, remember, right now we're in the time-based reality with the clock ticking. So here we go. Going to do the mind to heart drop. Very simple. You need to command your spirit out loud, and you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate that energy to work that way. So here we go, dropping your thoughts down with your spirit doing this with you. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everyone, blessings. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Good evening, everyone. Thank you.